Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. It is Friday, October the 22nd. The month is flying by, 2021. God bless you. Yes, amen. And hope your weekend be prosperous, no matter what you're going through. I've had a lot of people that are losing family members, and not only to COVID, but to other illnesses as well. Just keep yourself in check. Keep yourself well. Amen. Amen. Another thing I want to get out here real fast is for those that have had cancer or survivors of cancer, my thing is this. I admire the people that have gone through cancer and that they are survivors. God bless my mom, angel in heaven. She had survived cancer 3 times in her lifetime. And I have an aunt that I battle with cancer as I speak. And she's doing fine. Amen. But I lost a sister-in-law to cancer recently. And today is the day she has her funeral. Amen. Amen. I'm leaving this message for you. Let trials bless. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 3. And it's saying, knowing the tribulations, work it patient. Romans chapter 5, verse 3, King James Version. Amen. Heavenly Father, before I get in the word, let your Holy Spirit guide me and keep me on a level plane. I bless those that come into the blessings of your word. Walk by faith and not by sight. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. This is the promise in essence. We have need of patience. And here we see the way of getting it. It is only by enduring that we learn to endure. You cannot learn patience without trouble. Is it not worthwhile to suffer tribulation for the sake of gaining a mind that quietly acquiesces the will of God? Tribulation in itself works punishment, unbelief, and rebellion. It is only by the sacred acme of grace that it is made to work in us patient. We do not thresh the wheat to lay the dust, yet the flail of tribulation does this upon God's floor. Oh, for the grace to let my trials bless me, why should I wish to halt their gracious operation? Lord, I ask you to remove any affliction, but I beseech you 10 times more to remove my impatience. Precious Jesus, with your cross, engrave the image of your patience on my heart. That is my word of encouragement for Friday, October the 22nd, 2021. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed and safe weekend. And may God touch you in all ways. My prayers are still going out to the Willis family, Shirley Willis, a.k.a. Her social media name, Diva. Bless their family as they are trying to mourn through their losses. And I also pray for the new grandmother, Pastor Parker, and Denise Gibbs and her mom. Safe travels to you, Denise. I love you. God bless you. I love you, Pastor Parker. God bless you. And many others that I want to name, but I can't name. I don't have enough time. And plus, I'm on the road, on my way to a service. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Have another word for you soon. Take care. Be safe. Remember, COVID has not gone anywhere. So be safe. Amen.